you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Monday. It's January 5th, 2014. Our first Monday together in this new year. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, General Manager of Great News Radio. And I've had the privilege and joy of being affiliated with this radio ministry. Let's see, we've been on the air about 18 and a half years. But we were birthed back in October of 1995 when we established our radio board and began doing all the behind-the-scenes background work to be able to launch our first broadcast on April 7th of 1996. So for these many years, I've had the privilege of seeing God answer hundreds, probably thousands of prayers on behalf of this radio ministry and use it in so many unique ways. I serve as the president on the Great News Radio Board and have been the general manager of this radio ministry since its birth. So I appreciate you carving out some time today to tune in and, Lord willing, be touched by something that's said or shared, referenced, referred to. Maybe a scripture that's highlighted or taught. Maybe there'll be a message in the music that'll lighten your load, encourage you, or in fact give you a word for the Lord designed very specifically for you. How many of you could hold up your hands and say there's been points you've tuned in and know that God orchestrated things so that you would be listening to hear what He wanted to speak to you through maybe a teacher, one of the hosts, or just something that was conveyed over the air? Well, my hand's up. Well, you can probably tell I'm still fighting off that cold. It's been about a week and a half, and it's gone through the whole family, I think once, maybe even the second time through. But it seems like I'm now holding on to part two of whatever sickness this is. So, Lord willing, we'll get back into bed and get healed up in the next few days. But I've established great relationships with Mr. and Mrs. NyQuil. and have worked through about three or four different flavors of cough drops. I long for the day when I don't need to have any of those in my system. But for the next few days, I've picked out a couple great programs. I've aired these in the past. The following one by Ann Graham Lotz, I think, was a year and a half ago. It's entitled Give Me Jesus, and she uses that favorite song by Fernando Ortega that many of you are familiar with, entitled Give Me Jesus. And she talks about some of the trials and tribulations and life challenges that she's worked through. But at her core, her foundational stone is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that reminds me of the message that Pastor Jason Schiffel gave yesterday as he challenged us into this new year to have our source of strength be the Lord Jesus Christ, to put first his kingdom and his righteousness and all other things, whether they're New Year's resolutions or lifestyle choices or patterns of living or changes you'd like to make, that we can't do any of it on our own. But in the Lord's strength, he can equip us because he's already overcome everything. And so how important it is for us to lean into him. So as Pastor Jason was sharing yesterday, it had me thinking about that program with Ann Graham Lotz, and I'll share that with you in just a few minutes. But he also challenged us to give something up, in a sense to be fasting over something, not necessarily just food. It could be some other hobby or interest or something that you devote time to that you really enjoy, which would make it a sacrifice for you to give up. And he said, replace that time that you would spend, whether it's Facebooking or texting, watching an evening program, whatever it is, that you fast from that and devote that same amount of time to your relationship with the Lord. And he says, to establish that practice, you want to do it for at least 21 days. So then, therefore, becomes a habit. And so I elected, as he had us all think through, what could we give up? It's going to be TV. So for the next 21 days, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but I like sometimes in the evening to watch a fun sitcom or some other movie. And so I'm devoting the next 21 days to spend that time with the Lord and draw closer to him. And therefore, I've also chosen the Give Me Jesus as a theme for all of us to get grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ today and every day in this new year. Also, tomorrow, I'll probably, if I can find it here in the studio, I've looked for about an hour already today, but there was a message that Ann Graham Lotz also gave at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention I was at about 3 or 4 years ago, and I don't think I've aired that for about a year and a half, but it talks about the signs of the times and anticipating the Lord's return, which could be a lot sooner than we think, in our lifetime. And I want to share that tomorrow as a jump start into this new year to be conscientious of how we're living and are we anticipating his return. So Lord willing, I can find that and put that on for you tomorrow. But also on the following Monday and Tuesdays, I think for about 10 weeks, I'm going to introduce you all to Nicky Gumbel. Some of you might be familiar with his name if you've taken the Alpha course, and I've participated in 3 of these, where it's an evangelistic outreach to seekers, and there's like a 10-part or 8-part, depending on how you break it down, series, where you gather for dinner, or at least that's the pattern at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church that I was involved in. You meet for dinner, some light discussion, then you watch this video series produced by Nicky Gumbel, and then you have some open discussion afterwards. And it's a fantastic course, and I know a number of churches even now have that as part of their outreach. And it covers topics like, is there more to this life than this? Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus die? How can we have faith? Why and how do I pray? Why and how should I read the Bible? How does God guide us? How can I resist evil? Why and should I tell others? Does God heal today? What about the church? And how can I make the most of the rest of my life? So Lord willing, on future Monday and Tuesdays, I might break some of those sessions down. So we'll see how that all works out and if I can pull it off. All right, enough said. You're probably sick of my voice and my coughing. Here's Ann Graham Lotz and a familiar favorite song, Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega. And I love how she puts it all together in a powerful, stirring devotional thought for us today.
This is Ann Graham Lotz. Sometimes life's cares and concerns can be overwhelming, can't they? During the past 2 years of my life, my husband's office burned to the ground. All three of our children got married within an 8-month period. Our son went through surgery and follow-up radiation for cancer. I published 2 books, wrote a third, and produced the 7-volume video series. And I've helped give physical care to my parents during a time when my mother has endured 5 emergency hospitalizations. And all I have to say is, I don't want to escape. I don't want to quit. I don't want sympathy. I don't even want a miracle. Just give me Jesus. He is enduringly strong. He is entirely sincere. He is eternally steadfast. He is immortally gracious. He is imperially powerful. He is impartially merciful. He is the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizons of the globe. He is God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He is the captive's ransom. He is the breath of life. He is the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He is august and he is unique. He is unparalleled and he is unprecedented. He is undisputed and he's undefiled. He is unsurpassed and he's unshakable. He is the lofty idea in philosophy. He is the highest personality in psychology. He is the supreme subject in literature. He is the unavoidable problem in higher criticism. He is the fundamental doctrine of theology. He is the cornerstone, the capstone, and the stumbling stone of all religion. He is the miracle of the ages. Just give me Jesus. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He forgives and he forgets. He creates and he cleanses. He restores and he rebuilds. He heals and he helps. He reconciles and he redeems. He comforts and he carries. He lifts and he loves. He is the God of the second chance, the fat chance, the slim chance, the no chance. Just give me Jesus. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. He is the key to knowledge. He is the fountain of life. He is the wellspring of joy. He is the storehouse of wisdom. He is the foundation of faith. He is the doorway of deliverance. He is the pathway to peace. He is the roadway of righteousness. He is the gateway to glory. He is the highway to happiness. Just give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world.
He supplies strength to the weary. He increases power to the faint. He offers escape to the tempted. He sympathizes with the hurting. He saves the hopeless. He shields the helpless. He sustains the homeless. He gives purpose to the aimless. He gives reason to our meaninglessness. He gives fulfillment to our emptiness. He gives light in the darkness, comfort in the loneliness, fruit in the barrenness, future to the hopeless, life to the lifeless. Just give me Jesus. He guards the young. He seeks the stray. He finds the lost. He guides the faithful. He rights the wronged. He avenges the abused. He defends the weak. He comforts the oppressed. He welcomes the prodigal. He heals the sick. He cleanses the dirty. He beautifies the meek. He restores the failure. He mends the broken. He blesses the poor. He fills the empty. He clothes the naked. He satisfies the hungry. He elevates the humble. He forgives the sinner. And he raises the dead. Just give me Jesus. His office is manifold and his promise is sure. His life is matchless and his goodness is limitless. His mercy is enough and his grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous, his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He is indestructible. He is indescribable. He is incomprehensible. He is inescapable. He is invincible. He is irresistible. He is irrefutable. I can't get him out of my mind, and I can't get him out of my heart. I can't outlive him, and I can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but found they couldn't stop him. Satan tried to tempt him, but found he couldn't trip him. Pilate examined him on trial, but found no fault in him. The Romans crucified him, but couldn't take his life. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Just give me Jesus. He had no predecessor, and he will have no successor. He is the Lion, and he's the Lamb. He is God, and he's man. He is the seven-way king. He is the King of the Jews, that's a racial king. He is the King of Israel, that's a national king. He is the King of righteousness, that's a moral king. He is the King of the ages, that's an eternal king. He is the King of heaven, that's a universal king. He is the King of glory, that's a celestial king. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Please, just give me Jesus. And God has. The glorious good news of John's gospel is that God so loved you that he gave his one and only Son, that if you would believe in him, you would not perish, but have eternal life. God wants to give you Jesus. Right now you can receive him by faith. Just pray this simple prayer. Dear God, please, just give me Jesus. I confess to you that I'm a sinner not worthy of such a gift, but I'm willing to repent of my sin. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to forgive me, and I claim him as my personal Savior. I also believe that he rose up from the dead to give me eternal life. I now invite him to come into my heart as I surrender my life to him as my living Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, dear God, for just giving me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am. can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Well, that familiar song is sung by Fernando Ortega. It's entitled Give Me Jesus. And if you tuned in for the entirety of this broadcast, you know that was Anne Graham Lotz sharing a devotional thought, weaving in this great song that conveys a benchmark principle for us all. The importance of leaning into, following, surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will meet all of our needs. He is the source of our hope and joy. And it's because of who he is and how he followed God's plan that a redemptive work has been achieved on our behalf. As we draw near to God, he draws near to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and I would pray your personal Savior. I follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank God daily for sending him to take away my sins and to secure for me everlasting life with Almighty God, a gift that's extended to each and every one of you. And if that's a new concept, or you don't quite understand what it means to follow Jesus or to have him as your Lord and Savior, there are trained counselors that would love to talk with you right now. It's a free call, and they're wonderful people. And you can simply call and say, hey, tell me more about Jesus. You can dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.